Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 123, Creeds, a Source of Disunity. In an historical trial in Waterloo, Iowa, in 1951, the will of one who had left large sums of money to Christian charities was contested. In it, three Protestant clergymen were asked to answer the question, "What is a Christian?" They responded by defining a Christian as one who believes in the Apostles' Creed, in the Holy Trinity, in God, and the divinity of Christ, and who subscribes to a confession of faith. Note that this definition denies the name Christian to those refusing to accept the Apostles' Creed and a denominational confession. By it, neither Peter nor Paul would qualify as a follower of Jesus, since such creeds were unknown in the first century. In the decades following the death of John, the last living apostle, the early church faced a difficult problem. False doctrines such as Gnosticism and Montanism plagued the body of Christ. Some even denied the deity of Jesus. To cope with the situation, a simple confession of faith was devised to distinguish the Orthodox Christian from the heretic. It was sometimes called the Rule of Faith, and many years later, after alterations, was known as the Apostles' Creed, although it was not written by the apostles. This first human creed, subscribed to by Christians, was followed through the centuries by many other confessions of faith. The word creed is derived from the Latin credo, meaning I believe. In a sense, whatever one believes is his creed. However, the term has come to designate the authoritative statement of the teachings of a religious body. It is not merely one's personal convictions, but represents the official position of the church to which its members must subscribe if they're to remain in the good graces of that body. Most of us can agree with the truths expressed in the Apostles' Creed. Some may wonder how anyone could legitimately object to it as a confession of the church. The problem is not that the Apostles' Creed is erroneous, but that it is a human expression placed on a par with the divine revelation of the Bible. Human writings are not wrong because they're human, but they become wrong when they presume to speak for God. If the teachings of the Apostles' Creed is not controversial, such cannot be said for the hundreds of creeds of Christendom which have followed it. Creeds, catechisms, and confessions of faith are usually written to ensure that future generations will adhere to the religious beliefs laid down. Unfortunately, creeds often contradict one another. When they do, some of them at least perpetrate religious error. They also become a major source of disunity. If two people accept contradictory confessions, there's no way they can ever get together until one or both abandon their creeds. For example, if one creed teaches that man is saved by works, and another affirms that he's saved by faith, the problem can only be resolved by forgetting about both creeds and going directly to the source of revelation, the Bible. Even more unfortunately, the religious disunity which creeds help to perpetuate often causes seekers of truth to abandon their quest in utter despair. God has revealed His will for us in His holy book, the Bible. This is not man's interpretation of God's will, as is true of creeds, but it is God's will itself. In seeking to determine what is pleasing to our Maker, therefore, let us abandon human confessions of faith and remember the admonition of the Apostle Peter, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Thank you for your call.